We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Heyman, he's brought to you by Sports Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. As I always say, it's stellar to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICFP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, the man, the myth, the legend, John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, my God.
John, what did Manny Machado order for dinner? Go.
Well, I wasn't invited, but I believe it was the eggplant parmesan. No, I don't know, but I did hear they went to an Italian restaurant.
Oh, really?
Other than that, I don't know.
You know it was an Italian restaurant. Mm. Was it
That's
uptown
what I heard.
Or midtown?
I mean,
or downtown?
I think it was uptown. I think, well, you know, I mean, they're
uptown.
Coming from the Bronx. So,
you take them to Rayo's? Is that where they went?
If you want that information, I'm going to have to work a little bit harder on it.
Okay. What?
I'll make some calls and get back to you.
Do that.
In all seriousness, what the heck is the point of all this for the White Sox, Phillies, and Yankees? All from a contract, and that's it. Like, you really need to show him a picture of himself wearing a Phillies hat or a White Sox hat? You know, anybody can do that from their home computer. It's not that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah, I probably couldn't do it on the home computer, but yeah, just about anybody else
right.
could do that. You know what? It's going to come down to the offer and to some degree, in some cases, the location. And I think the Yankees do have an advantage. Everything you hear is that he'd like to be a Yankee and play in New York, and I believe that. So they may not necessarily have to be the high offer. I don't think they will be the high offer, but that doesn't guarantee anything because, as we know, most guys will take the best offer and figure it out later. I mean, Alex Rodriguez certainly went to Texas. That wasn't his first choice. We know he wanted to be on the Mets. We know that Robinson Cano went to Seattle. We know that Albert Pujols, rather than staying in St. Louis, where he was an icon for $200 million, went for $240 million. They have the same agent, he does, as does Manny Machado. So, you know, a lot of the players, whether it's their choice or whether the agent talks them into it, will go for the high bid. And if that's the case, they probably won't get him. But he does want to be a Yankee from everything we hear.
Why do you get the sense the Yankees won't outbid everybody? They've done that in the past when they really identify a player that they want.
Well, we've heard the suggestion. I heard it early on that they would not go to $300 million. And, you know, I don't think they're going to $290 either. So, you know, I don't know if anybody will, but we know the Phillies have said they're prepared to spend stupid money. They haven't done it yet. They were outbid on Corbin. They did go a little bit high on McCutcheon, I did think. But, you know, they still have that stupid money in their pocket. And the White Sox, to get the player, they know they're going to have to outbid. You know, you can't expect a guy to come to a team that's not going to win for a couple of years, whether the brother-in-law is on the team or not. That's not going to do it. That's not going to put it over the top. But obviously the White Sox are working on it. They traded for Yonder Alonso, a man, his brother-in-law, so we know they're into it and interested. And, you know, I think they're ready to give it a shot. You know, but as I said, he'd rather be in New York to begin with. The Yankees are a better team, the tradition, all that. So I don't know if it's you or me or something. I would take a little bit less money if we're talking about that guy to play where I want to play. But like I said, there's a long history of players that went for the money.
Is that it though? I mean, after the Phillies, is it only the White Sox, Yankees, and Phillies?
From what I understand, that's all I can find who are on the tour at least.
Right,
you know, they're
right.
said to be mystery teams. At one point, there were three mystery teams. Now we hear there might be one mystery team. But in terms of the tour, I think that's it from what I hear. So White Sox, Phillies, Yankees. If somebody else comes, it's be a surprise, but it's happened before. I mean, you know, I don't think Seattle was 100% surprised, but I think the Angels were a pretty big surprise up until the last day on Pujols. So, and we know Cliff Lee had the mystery team with the Phillies. So, You know, can't rule it out 100%, but I will be shocked if it's not one of those three teams.
When, you know, because we had a caller ask about Manny's position here in New York, and to me it's simple. For the year, he's the shortstop because Didi's out, and then you reevaluate a year from now. There's a lot of things that can happen. The White Sox have a good young player in Tim Anderson. He's not Manny Machado, but they have him. The Phillies traded for Gene Segura. They still have Maikel Franco. Do you know what their pitch is position-wise towards Manny? Are they pitching him as a shortstop or a third baseman?
I've heard either way, and if that's the case, I would say that Manny would probably have his choice. So
they're giving him the choice?
I mean, and that's my guess. I don't know. I've heard that it could go either way. When I asked, well, who's going to play short, who's going to play third, and it was suggested to me that it could go either way. So, you know, he's the free agent. He's the $300 million or thereabouts man. To get the guy, I think if you're the Phillies or certainly the White Sox, you got to give him shortstop. Now, the White Sox don't have a third baseman.
Right.
It would be optimal for him to play third base for them, but I think they would throw Tim Anderson over in a heartbeat if it meant getting Manny.
Mm. But there's no, you don't put that in a contract. You know what I mean? Like, you're just giving somebody your word in the short term. Yeah, sure, you're our shortstop. What the heck is going to stop Gabe Kapler on June 1st to saying, hey, Manny, you're playing third base? And what are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? It's not something.
Well, credibility. I don't think anybody would do that. I mean, you know, I understand that there are some people who lie publicly now, and that's accepted more than most. But I think if he tells him he's going to be the shortstop, he'll be the shortstop, at least for the first year. I mean, I can't imagine that. He said he's going to say, oh, just kidding, to the $300 million guy.
No, but can you have to tell him, and I don't care who you are. You're the Phillies, you're the White Sox, you're the Yankees, you're the Mets, you're the Cardinals. You have to tell Manny, if you plan on playing him at shortstop, you can play shortstop until we deem you can't play shortstop anymore. You're going to sign him to a contract at least 36 years old. There may be a point in time where you say, dude, we got to move you to third base.
Yes, that's true. And I think he's understanding of that. When I talked to him in spring training, he talked about, I think it was for the foreseeable future, but I think he termed it 5 or 6 or 6 or 7 years. Can't recall. But I think it's certainly at least a year he's going to have to be the shortstop wherever he goes. I would think. Now the Phillies, as I said, it wasn't clear to me whether he or Segura would be the shortstop. But I'd be surprised if the White Sox think they can get him and put him at third base. Of course, there is that possibility the White Sox just go nuts and give him $400 million or something like that to make it happen. You can't rule anything out, but to me, he's going to be shortstop for the next year for wherever he plays, most likely.
Mm. How about Bryce Harper? Where is he winding up?
Well, that's more of a mystery at this point, but we know that the Phillies and the White Sox, whoever loses, if it could be both of them in this, will be wanting Bryce Harper. So I've seen people rule out the Phillies. I can't imagine why you'd rule out the Phillies, other than the fact that there's word out there that he doesn't love Philadelphia. But, I mean, I think ultimately it's about matter of the money with most guys, and they're in the ballpark. The other team I think that's kind of laying in the weeds to some degree is the Dodgers, though it had been written that they had a meeting and Magic Johnson was there in Las Vegas, but I've determined that Magic Johnson was not at any meeting, and I don't even think there was a meeting to this point. But the Dodgers are clearly trying to trade all of their outfielders except for Bellinger and maybe not Verdugo, but basically all their outfielders. So is that just to clear money, or is that to go for Harper? And I think they feel they have an advantage for Harper. He is from Las Vegas. It is the Dodgers. You know, the White Sox and the Phillies have an uphill battle on all these players because they have not won lately, and they don't have the tradition of the Dodgers or the Yankees. So, don't be shocked if the Yankees win one of these players and the Dodgers win the other. It's very possible, and the White Sox and the Phillies are left holding the bag, but as we said, the money does talk. So,
Surprise you that Bryce Harper is being treated like the clear second guy to Manny Machado? The Yankees have made it clear Manny. The White Sox, I think, are making it clear Manny. The Phillies are making it clear Manny. The only team that hasn't made it clear they prefer Manny Machado is the team that just had Manny Machado in the LA Dodgers. Does that surprise you at all?
Yeah, I think that's an assumption I'm not going to make at this
point. Why? Because why?
Well, the Yankees prefer Machado because because he fits positionally. Right now, their shortstop is out for at least the first half of the year, maybe the whole year. So He fits, and so to them, Harper does not fit as well. So, you know, in terms of the Phillies, I only think that this is because the Machado tour is going on now, and the same with the White Sox. I think Harper is actually a better fit for the White Sox than Machado is. So, you're reading tea leaves to say that other than the Yankees, who publicly said that they're not going for Harper at this point, I don't think there's any assumption that could be made that Machado was preferred.
So
the Phillies, I think, sense that Harper doesn't really want to go there. So they're focusing on Machado, whose tour is happening now. Mm-hmm. But I think that with Harper, there is the potential of more mystery teams that we don't know
more
about.
More teams getting involved.
St. Louis. How about St. Louis? They need a left-handed bat.
What about him staying with the Nationals?
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, obviously, the owner, Mark Lerner, came out and said he's not seeing it at this point, but we know they offered $300 million, and that's more than it looks like Machado's going to get in terms of an offer, so can't rule it out. Now, they have spent some money already. They spent on a catcher. They spent big on a pitcher. You know, they were over the threshold last year. They don't have to reset now, though, so they can stay over this year and then reset a year from now. Same with the Red Sox. I hear people talking about trading Porcello and this and that, but I think they're going to reset the following year. They've got Sale and J.D. Martinez for one more year, at least. You know, in the case of Martinez, he has an opt-out. But I think the Red Sox are going for it. They're not scaling back unless they get some great deal to get rid of somebody that they don't want.
What? When is Manny going to make his decision?
I have not heard that it's going to be during this year. So,
Why?
Year's up in a little while.
But that's still 2 weeks from now.
I don't know. I've never been involved in any kind of negotiation of those kind of stakes, and it takes a while to sort it out, you know, and figure it out, because it's a tough decision when you have. Let's say he's going to have these three offers. I'm sure all three of these teams are willing to make offers. Maybe one of them will say, we didn't make an offer at the end. But they're all obviously willing to make him an offer. He's going to have a choice of a lower offer for a preferred location versus a higher offer for a less attractive location. And that, you know, I don't think anybody's going to rush him into it. So I think we're looking at
January. What's your prediction? What are you thinking? What's your guess right now?
I'm going to say Machado to the Yankees.
Oh, you do?
And I'm going to say Harper. God, I'm tempted to say the Dodgers at this point. But, you know, the White Sox do have that TV deal. That's one thing that Harper, I think, brings that Machado does not. And Machado is a very nice fellow, charming guy. I heard they had a nice dinner last night. All went well. But one thing Harper brings, a little extra cachet. I mean, obviously Boris is going to build it up and say iconic value, but I think in terms of a TV deal or fame or something like that, there is a little something extra to having Bryce Harper versus Manny Machado.
So you think Manny's taking less money? That's what you're telling us.
Yeah, I mean, today, if you had me pick one team and I had a guess, I'm going to go Dodgers. But
I'm talking about
the White Sox and the.
I mean, you said you think
Manny
ends up with the Yankees.
I do think Manny will take less.
Wow. You think that? You know what I wonder about? Because not that Manny isn't going to get a big cheer by Yankee fans on opening day, but there's a big contingent of Yankee fans that don't want him for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
I wonder if he took significantly less money, how that would change the view of him. Don't you think that would change the view of him a little bit, Joe?
I think it depends what he does with them, especially when he does in the clutch in the postseason. That's what's going to be the view.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on that.
I'm not asking that, though. I get that, of course. It comes down to your performance. I mean going into it, because right now there are people that don't want him, is what I'm saying.
I don't know if the fans really think that way when it comes down to it.
He performs in the big moments for the Yankees.
I know that. That's why I'm asking before that, of course. If Manny goes there and performs well, Yankee fans are going to love him. If he sucks, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about in the now. There's a lot of Yankee fans, we've heard from them, that don't want the guy.
Yeah, but I don't think the money's an issue. I think they're not going to want him whether he takes less or not.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Fair enough.
I think Joe's right.
I don't think
so. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Of course, it
comes down to performance. I mean, of course, I know that. Everybody knows that.
So let me ask you. So, John, why has there been no bites yet, or we haven't heard any, on Daniel Murphy? Where do you see him winding up?
Yeah, I mean, his market is limited by the fact that, you know, he's probably a first baseman or a DH at this point, and that's a tough market for anybody, especially somebody who probably had higher aspirations in terms of his pay. And so he's kind of like a second thought for a lot of teams right now. So, I'm sure he'll do fine. We're not going to have to take up a collection for him, but probably going to have to reevaluate his expectation a little bit because teams are looking at defense and versatility and all that. And, I personally love the bat. Obviously, we all did. We all thought the Mets should keep him, particularly you two guys. And, I'm sure he'll do fine. But, I think that people like the younger, more versatile guys at this point and better defensively.
Marwin, he's the definition of versatility. Where's he going to end up?
Exactly. Well, that's why it's hard to predict because at the beginning I heard every team but St. Louis was looking at him. St. Louis didn't need him for whatever reason.
Everybody needs
him.
So,
I don't know. To me, I think the Mets have done a lot already, so give him credit.
He's not a what? What are you trying to say about it?
Could he fit the Mets?
Yeah. Who's that? Who are we talking about?
Marwin Gonzalez.
Oh, of course.
Of course he could fit the Mets.
He plays every position, right?
Yeah, I think he'd be a good fit for them. I've heard Moustakas for them also.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Yeah, Moustakas to the Mets?
Well, I think they have questions at first. They're going to give Alonso every chance. And, Brody represented Todd Frazier, but there are other people, I think, who have questions about Frazier a little bit.
I don't have any questions. He's not good.
His batting average is not good, but he was solid. He's solid defensively. He hit some homers. He's got 1 year to go. So, yeah, I mean, you answered your own question, right? You don't think he's that good?
I don't think he's that good. I think a lot of people like him because of his personality, and he's from Tom's River. And I don't know if you know, but he was in the Little League World Series. And people
I've heard that. I've heard that, yes. He did, and he's made quite a career already. But I think that's why they've had some interest in Moustakas. But it seems like they're hinting around that they've done their big stuff for the most part.
I know. They've done spending.
I'd like to see him get Bryce Harper. Yeah, I'd like to see him. Yeah, okay. Manny Machado, I'd like to see them get him. What's wrong with that? Of course, can't do that.
I'd like to see at least either a Pollock or a Marwin would be good. I wouldn't aim for Manny Machado at this point.
Well, of course. The Mets.
He was in New York last night. Yeah, well, he didn't stop by Queens.
He didn't go to Queens, I know.
No Queens. Yeah,
well, the big mistake, Brody.
He went to the Queensburger. That's what I took.
Mama's. Mama's the Corona.
That's what I took him to dinner. No, I didn't take him to Mama's. No.
Mama's is good.
I understand.
The big mistake.
We got to give the McDonald's in Queens, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? Look what the Mets have gotten. They filled second. They filled two relief spots. Mm. They got a catcher. They're doing pretty good.
They're doing all right.
Well, here's the mistake
Should
that Brody
be
made. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I don't know if they're the favorite, but if they're not the favorite, they're pretty close.
Of course they're not the favorite.
Here's the problem Brody made. He is talking as somebody who cannot deliver.
Right.
You know, when he comes in and gives you the soaring rhetoric of, but we'll go after every gray player, and you got believe in the impossible, and all this stuff. And I think he's had a good offseason, but I think he's selling fans stuff he can't deliver. He sold people, myself, Joe, Giannotti, the idea, the illusion of spending big money. They're the same Mets. They're the same mid-market team they've been since Madoff's been around. It's just that they put different lipstick on, and that lipstick happens to be Brody Van Wagenen, who may be a good GM. I'm just saying he is a politician who is selling the world on stuff he can't deliver. And trust me, we're all familiar with that, both sides. And that's what he's doing. I'm sorry, I see right through it. And it's hitting him as the days go by. He is straight out of central casting. He's a politician who will not deliver. And he just don't sell what you can't give. And he sold it. And you bought into it too, so did I.
Of course.
Well, he did get arguably the best closer. They have a very good setup man now. And they have, at least historically, an excellent second baseman.
But you're not listening.
Yeah, you're not.
You're not listening.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. These
are facts.
He didn't say that they were going to get Bryce Harper and Manny Machado.
Of course not.
He didn't say that.
Well, he didn't say it, but he implied it to fans. When you talk about we're going to be in on everybody, I think that's implying or believe the impossible. No, whatever line.
Here's the bottom line: Evan's tickets are not enough. They're not priced.
That's what
enough.
He told us. He said, "You don't spend enough."
That's what he said. You don't spend enough money on tickets. He didn't have a suite, so he's not getting Bryce Harper. That's what he said.
I think even if Evan got the suite, they wouldn't get it.
No, no kidding.
No kidding.
Hey, how about that? Hello.
And by the way, that doesn't mean Brody's moves I don't like, or may not be a good GM.
Yeah, I think they talked
selling...
about Bryce Harper. I think they didn't talk about Machado.
Yeah, here's the talk. Brody went up to Jeff Wilpon and said, Bryce Harper. Next question.
Yeah, move on.
That's what he said.
Well, I
next
think
question.
They talked to Boris. I mean, they certainly met with Boris, so I think they discussed it for a while.
And how do you think that conversation went?
I think
Harper.
Yeah. I think Boris sold them on Harper's greatness, and they got the idea that it was too much money.
Who needs to be sold on the greatness? You know what I mean?
Well,
you need to be sold on that.
Well, there's degrees
something?
Of greatness. There's degrees.
If you're
degrees.
Sold on greatness, you're not great.
Okay. Well, he's not perfect,
go.
So you
well,
have
nobody's
to,
perfect, John.
You know what?
A-Rod
was as close to a perfect free agent as there was.
And they should
have
signed
the book
him.
And
well,
they
don't
sold
even start.
That.
Don't
and,
even that. You got. Don't you? You know the Mets should have signed A-Rod. You know, 19 years ago now.
Okay.
You know
we can't regret that. That's a water.
Well, I do regret it.
Why can't we regret it?
I regret it. I regret. I'm a Met fan. I regret they didn't sign A-Rod.
What? Well,
it was too long ago.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm still ticked off at the Seva trade. What do you mean?
A lot's happened. Well, that I would really regret. The Seva trade.
Too long ago. John, you don't understand, John. You never forget these things if you're a fan of the team. You think these things ever go out of your head? Never. The answer is never.
Well, they got Piazza, and they got Johan, and
I
they signed David Wright,
I get
and
it.
They got Beltran.
Pre-Madoff. You notice a pattern?
What else you want to do? You want to talk about Nolan Ryan for Fregosi?
And by the way, I don't know if people know this. They're
Amos
still
Otis
paying.
For Joe Foy? You want to talk about that one?
They're still paying Santana. I don't know if people know
But they're still paying
that.
Bobby Bonilla.
I was kidding.
Well, people, Bobby Bonilla, everybody knows that one.
Right, well, yeah, okay. Everybody knows it.
So, I mean, they have stepped out at times, but not...
Stepped out.
Pre-Madoff.
Well, how about David Wright? That wasn't pre-Madoff.
All right, I'll give you David.
We'll give you David.
I'll give you David, but just not enough. I mean, look, I went through...
You know, you want to say they pay Cespedes.
I don't know.
They
I mean,
pay Cespedes,
yeah, but their
too.
Payroll figures have never been anywhere
but,
near
I mean,
where
still,
they were pre-Madoff.
Okay.
So
all right, but there were
moves.
Two great free agents who were huge money, and obviously there was one really good pitcher, or two really good pitchers, but their rotation is really good, so... I mean, I don't think anybody was expecting
to
sign it.
John, I think the Mets could be good, and I think I like Brody's moves.
Yeah.
I'm merely saying they are still a mid-market team. That's all just fact.
Okay.
It's not even debatable. What's there to debate? Their payroll is what it is. It's $150, and that doesn't even include the insurance money they're saving on David and Yoenis.
Yes.
Well, I'm debating that they've done some great stuff, but yes, you're right. Their payroll is mid-market.
That's all I'm saying, John.
Yeah, that's
all I'm saying.
That's
you know
fair,
what?
But also these players that came out now, obviously A-Rod doesn't. This was a long time ago. A-Rod, they should have tried for, I think. But
well,
we don't have to go over that. It's too long. It's too much.
John,
but
never forget, John.
Harper is a left-handed hitting corner outfielder. They're two out of their three best players are left-handed hitting corner outfielders.
Well,
Corbin is probably the fourth best free agent. He's
John.
A starting pitcher.
John.
Manny Machado,
John.
I'm not blaming them for not going after Manny Machado.
John.
I mean,
he's such
I
a bad
see,
guy.
John.
Such
I don't
a
think he's a bad
guy.
No,
John.
Manny Machado is not a bad guy.
Okay.
He's a very charming guy. He's a very pleasant guy. I would not make him the star of my team. I mean, I think he's fine for the Yankees. I think it's not a great example. You
what
know,
do you
so,
mean not? I don't understand what great example. Why he's not a great role model? I mean, I don't understand what you mean.
No, he's not a. He's nothing nothing criminal or anything like that. He's a good role model. He's not.
What do you think the Met fan would think if they signed Manny Machado? You think the Met fan
they'd
would
be happy at the beginning?
Happy?
But,
well, we'd be happy.
They'd be happy the
what,
day.
He's gonna hit, what's gonna
million.
What's gonna bat 240?
Then they won't be happy.
Right, but I doubt he will, though.
They'd be happy at the beginning, but then it would preclude other signings and other deals. And I think ultimately, I don't think it's the right move for that team. To make him the face of the franchise,
why?
I don't think is a great idea.
Why?
I think for the Yankees, it's fine. Aaron Judge is the face of the franchise.
So to make Bryce Harper the face of the franchise, is that okay? Can we do that?
Yes, that you could do.
Oh, that's
and
okay.
Wait,
no, Hoff
is
okay,
Bryce,
but not Machado.
Why is Bryce more of a face than Manny?
I don't explain
what am I
that.
Missing
I
here? Because Bryce is this.
I don't understand.
Well,
this.
I don't think Harper fits the Mets. I don't think Harper
fits the Mets. Forget
the fit. Nobody fits the Mets that costs a ton of money.
Yeah,
you know,
obviously.
That's what it comes down to.
But again, specifically, why is Bryce Harper a face of the team, but Manny Machado
you know
isn't? Tell me why.
Why is
Why is Bryce Harper a Manny Machado team, but not Manny Machado?
We saw that with $300 million on the line and the World Series and the League Championship Series, I was there in Milwaukee when he didn't run. I mean, is he going to hustle? Is he going to set an example for all
the Bryce Harper runs on every play, and he's been great in the postseason.
Right.
His team gets knocked out in the first round routinely.
Well, I don't blame him for his team getting knocked out. That's not his fault.
You have a good reason why Bryce Harper's a face and Manny Machado isn't? Because I haven't heard one. You made the statement. Back it up.
Yes, I think Manny Machado does not set a good example.
Does Bryce Harper set a good example?
I don't understand the good. What do you need to do? Does he have to be a humanitarian? I mean, I don't understand.
He has to play the game hard. If you're going to get $300 million, you got to play the game hard. He couldn't do it when he was a free agent to be.
Does Bryce play hard on every play?
Why, to give him a 10-year deal.
Does
I think
Bryce
it's fine
do
for the
it?
Yankees. We have a great face of the franchise in Aaron Judge.
I love it. I love how it's good for the Yankees who got a million big time guys on the team.
You know what? Harper would have been fine
for the Mets.
Because you know what? You could have traded, as we suggested last year, you could have traded Conforto to get Real Muto. And because I heard that they wanted Conforto.
You're ducking this, John.
If you did that, you could do it.
Otherwise, keep ducking. You're not answering the damn question.
I already answered the question.
Bryce Harper does not hustle on every play. You think he does?
I think if he's in the World Series, he's hustling on every play.
Yeah, guess what? We haven't seen it because his team chokes like a dog every year.
Okay.
Last year, he didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Well, I'm not. If he's a quarterback, I might grade him on winning a Super Bowl, but I'm not going to grade a player on winning the World Series. I'm going to say Mike Trout's not that good because
I never said Bryce wasn't good. I'm questioning why you say maybe can't be a face, but Bryce is. I haven't
not
ripped
for the
anybody.
Mets. I agree with
not
the Mets.
For the Mets.
He's not the right guy for that team.
Because he wants $300 million. That's the reason he's not the right guy.
No, I don't think that's the only reason.
But of course it is.
It might be a factor. Yeah.
It might be a factor.
I'd say this.
John, come on, John.
They could have looked at – they do like Harper. If they were willing to trade Conforto for Real Muto, then you have a spot. But right now you have Conforto,
John, if the Mets signed Bryce Harper, I love Conforto. I'm trading him for Riamuto.
Yeah, I would do that.
I mean, it's done. It's a done deal.
Or Corey Kluber, for that matter.
I would do.
There you go. Or a guy like Corey Kluber. I know he's,
John,
you know.
Well,
I know
you
Vargas,
know what? Riamuto has not been traded.
Star.
Riamuto has not been traded. That I would agree with you. That I would do. But right now you've got two corner outfielders who are starting players, Nimmo and Conforto, and you got Cespedes waiting in the wings.
Cespedes, forget about him. He won't be back.
Exist.
He won't even
play.
He won't play all year, Cespedes.
We got to go,
Joe.
You seem like you're a little pessimistic.
Well, Met fans.
Because the guy had surgery on both heels.
Do me a favor. Look up in the dictionary, Met fan, and you will see the word pessimism right next to it.
Well, anyway, they've had a pretty good offseason. Did they get Machado or Harper?
No, of course not.
All right, John, we still have
to go. Is there a football game?
There's no game tonight, John.
Let's get it. It's
over. There's no more Thursday night games.
Oh, my God.
You got two games on Saturday.
I looked at the stats.
You got two games on Saturday. I'm going to ask you this. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to ask John Harper this now.
John Harper.
I mean, John, you know, I'm thinking of Bryce. That's why.
Okay, but also I did
Real
win
quick.
Last week's game. Also, not only
you did
theoretically,
you did.
I was actually in Las Vegas and placed a bet.
And
so
you won money on it too. Good.
I won money, $10.
Right, by the way, Dove's got that like heartburn look on, like he just ate like bad avocado. But before we go, Super Bowl right now, who's in it?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
Wait,
he's going to name two AFC teams.
Don't do that.
I like the Steelers.
Okay.
The Steelers to be in it, and now I've got it. They're in the AFC.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Who's the other one now? Yeah.
I got to come up with an NFC team. NFC.
John, seriously, just pick a team. We got to go.
Don't say the Giants.
Bears.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go. He'll be
happy.
Look at that right now. Evan's doing a dance. If that's the case,
John, we're on good terms now.
I wouldn't bet too much on that. By the way,
well, he already did.
It's too late.
All right, John. John, we'll see you, John.
John Heyman, even though he could not answer.
Wait, the look on Dolph's face is just, oh, my God.
Wow, we're very late to break. It upsets
us. I think that's exactly the look that Jeff Wilpon had when Brody went to him and said, Jeff,
that's funny.
Bryce Harper?
And then he told him the figure. And then the look really got in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.